I know a lot about you because, like I said, I'm a huge fan. So, so we know that you're a 9-time World Tag Team Champion and a 3-time Intercontinental Champion. And the big thing, you just won the World Heavyweight Championship belt.
Yeah. It was my, my lifelong goal was to achieve that. And unfortunately, it only lasted about 5 days, which I wasn't planning on. But this Sunday at Capital Punishment, I have a chance to regain the World Heavyweight Championship. That is if I don't do it tonight at the Dunkin' Donuts Center here in Providence.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because it says here on the lineup that you're facing Randy Orton tonight. So facing him again tonight and then again at Capital Punishment.
That's right.
I hope you win. I think you deserve it. It's been 17 years.
That's everyone's goal, I think, when they get into this business. You know, like I said, there's a silver lining to it all.
Now, your best friend is Edge, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, are you guys best friends in real life, too?
We've known each other since 6th grade.
Okay, that's what I thought. Now, he just retired. Did you know that was going to be coming, or was that a shock to you?
Well, I knew before he announced it that he was going to retire. He had risked a serious injury and like nerve damage and maybe even paralysis.
That's scary stuff.
It is scary stuff, you know, and it's, nothing is worth risking your health in the future.
Right.
Had to take the proper channels. Unfortunately, that meant retiring.
That was a big shock for me. I wasn't expecting it. I loved Edge, so I was real sad when me and everyone else, I guess.
He's lost for our show, for the WWE Universe, the fans. I mean, it's huge for everyone.
Do you think he'll ever be able to come back and do any kind of thing, like come out of retirement, do a comeback or anything, maybe at WrestleMania? Or no? Really?
He'll never be able to wrestle again, but that's
not the
same. I'll never see him come back and maybe do something.
Maybe like commentating or something?
You never know.
Do you enjoy wrestling more as a heel or as a face?
You know what? I just go out and do my thing.
Yep.
However people react, that's how they react, you know?
Is it basically like another piece of your personality, how you make a character?
Sure. It has to be an extension of your personality.
I know you're originally from Canada.
Yep.
So are you rooting for Vancouver to win the Stanley Cup?
Of course I am.
Yeah. I knew it.
I'm actually a huge Toronto Maple Leafs fan.
Uh-huh.
That's why I can't cheer for Boston.
Now, besides Edge, I know you're good friends with him. Who else are you friends with in the WWE?
I'm a pretty likable guy. I think everybody likes me, don't they?
I hope so.
I think so.
And I just have one more question. I know wrestling takes up like a ton of your time, but what else do you like to do? What other hobbies do you have besides wrestling?
Yeah, I know I don't have a lot of free time. We did the shows last week over here in the U.S., and then we flew over to Italy. And we did 2 shows in Italy and then 2 shows in Spain. And then flew back yesterday, landed at JFK, and then drove to Long Island to do Raw in New York. And then I drove in to Providence late last night, you know, up early to do the rounds and come talk with you. And so, you know, we don't really have much time. But usually when I get home, I'm pretty much a homebody. You know, I like to just kind of relax and, maybe go out for some nice dinners. And, you know, we have a nice little wine lounge near our place. So, you know, I like to go have a little bit of wine, just relax with friends and catch up with them. That's a nice day off for me.
I was wondering, actually, last night, this is so nerdy, but I was watching Raw, because I always do. And I'm like, I wonder if he left the building already. Like, after you did, like, a whole bunch of stuff, I'm like, I bet he left and he's on his way to Providence because it's a long drive from Long Island. So that's
all right.
That.
I do it all for you guys.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much for taking time to chat with me today. This was fun.
Sir. Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun being here. And
absolutely.
The show tonight at the Dunkin' Donuts Center.
Yeah. And tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.com for SmackDown tonight at the Dunkin' Donuts Center, presented by Kmart.